Jerry Bader Show 1021. So telling you a few moments ago, read this book over the holiday weekend after reading an interview with the author a couple of weeks ago, The Giver. It is a book aimed at youth, middle schoolish, written in 1993. I am going to give away some of the book. Obviously, I haven't seen the movie. I've seen a trailer for the movie. And based on what I've seen, it looks pretty loyal. Yeah, Taylor Swift, what role does she play? I believe she's in it. I'm going to give away some of the book because Lois Lowry, in the interview with the Wall Street Journal, said, yeah, I'm a liberal. I'm a Democrat. She makes no bones about that. But she admits that, yes, the other side might find that this movie supports or the book supports their message. Oh, she's Rosemary. That's right. That's right. Let me just try to sum it up in about 2 minutes. I'll try to summarize this book as quickly as I can. It takes place somewhere in the future where, in a society where everything is engineered by the leaders, your spouse is picked for you. Your profession is picked for you. One of the professions that is picked for some women is to be birth mothers. That's what they do until they can't do that anymore. And then post-childbearing years, they're common laborers. The elders study children from the minute they're placed with their homes, and they decide what works for them. You never know pain. You never are hungry. It's a perfect society. Now, when the occasional problem does come along, and here's the other thing you learn quickly in the book. It's a colorblind society. They don't see colors of any kind. Jonas, you are assigned your career at age 12. As Jonas is approaching this, the protagonist of the book, he noticed things start looking weird to him. An apple suddenly looks different. His friend's hair suddenly looks different. They both happen to be red. He is starting to see color. Why is Jonas seeing color? Because he is about to be dubbed the receiver. One person in this culture is the holder of all memories of mankind. And the giver. The giver gives those memories to the receiver. The receiver then becomes the giver. So Jonas is, and suddenly he can break rules. He can lie. He can do things because the giver is pretty much the receiver, which becomes the giver, is pretty much all powerful. He is exposed to the memories of war, pain, and delightful things that are also gone from society, including love. There is no love. And it starts occurring to him, well, yeah, okay, we got rid of all the bad stuff by doing this, but we got rid of some pretty good stuff too. Why not let people choose? And as the headline in the interview with Lois Lowry pointed out, when people choose, they choose wrong. People can't be trusted with the bad in order to get the good. And Lois Lowry thinks conservatives might find a little something in that message with which they agree. Are you kidding me? This is what modern liberalism is. Michelle Obama's got to decide what your kid has for lunch because you sure as hell can't figure it out. We have to provide your health care because you certainly wouldn't be able to do that. And the amazing thing is, what this book, and I'm sure the movie, well, let's see if the movie stays true to the book. What this book points out is what you're giving up. And as a liberal, it's amazing to me that she doesn't even understand that. She's pointing out what you give up when you allow the government to create the quote-unquote perfect world for you, even if it is on the surface perfect. What you give up. Parents don't love their children. They're just assigned kids and they deal with them. That's what happens. Now, there's something else. And again, remember, this book is geared for middle school kids. If you don't live up to standards of this society, which is rare, you're released. If you're born with birth defects, you're released. The elderly have a ceremony and then they're released. It doesn't take an adult long to figure out what released means. Yeah, you're killed. But it is very graphic. Yes, Jason, in this society, you would have been released as a child, killed. The way Jonas learns what happens to inferior babies, and I won't give this up, is a shocking moment for him. And that's, and the giver reveals this to him. You need to know the whole story. The inferior are killed. Killing babies is just a matter of course. Suicide for the inferior, just a matter of course. Here's what's stunning to me, and here's why I share all of this with you. And yet the author is still a liberal who doesn't figure it out. Her own book illustrates the dangers of a... And this is the... We talked about this in the last hour. This is the course upon which President Obama has set America. The government knows better. When people choose, they choose wrong. Here's a classic example of that. As I was reading this book, you know what occurred to me? I finally figured out why, if you like it, you can keep it, blew up in his face. You know why? It never occurred to him that people would want to keep what he considered inferior insurance. It's just never, well, no. Well, no, this is better. We know this is better for you. That people would actually want a choice. Now, she wrote this book 20 years ago. And what's amazing is the modern Democratic president is setting the country on the course that she presented as dystopian 20 years ago. She still doesn't get it. I am going to be curious to see if the movie sugarcoats that. Okay, Rick Perry is in a lot of trouble for saying the president wanted the humanitarian crisis that we now have on the southern border. We've only taken one call all show, so this is going to be your chance. I'm going to see if you agree or disagree with Rick Perry in five. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.